When I engage God and my spouse with an open heart, the flow of love is full and complete. God's love is the never-ending supply that flows through our hearts as a wellspring. This is how we can live out the greatest commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others as we love ourselves, which is our paraphrase of Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. The key is to understand that the ultimate source of love is from God. We cannot even love God until He fills our hearts with His love. The condition for loving others is to first experience God's own love. Listen to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 19. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. We know that we live in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. The bottom line is that when people say they no longer feel love for their spouse, the problem isn't a lack of love. God is love. And His love is always available, a never-ending wellspring. God's love is like air. It's all around us. God's love.